funding cuts are causing a slowdown, not a full stop. So says DHS Chief Administration Officer Don Bathurst.
We will find a way to keep this project moving forward. However, we will not be able to keep to the schedule.
Bathurst testified before a House subcommittee that oversees the Coast Guard, the first DHS division planning to move in. Lawmakers had called the hearing after Secretary Janet Napolitano indicated that if budget cuts forced her to choose, she would spend DHS's money elsewhere.
I'd rather have the money to complete building a national security cutter for the Coast Guard and to support the Secret Service and in its activities sustain our efforts at the border than a new building. And so that's why St. Ease is on the chopping block for now.
But Bathurst said the $3.6 billion project is still a priority.
The Secretary was really discussing the environment that we are in that our request in 2011 had been reduced drastically in the 2011 continuing resolution. And at the time she made that statement, the House Appropriations Committee mark for the project was zero. And in that, that puts the project at risk.
He says this project goes to the core of how the agency wants to operate. DHS Central staff now work in more than 50 offices in the D.C. area. That's expensive, and it makes coordination challenging. Robert Peck is Commissioner of the Public Building Service at the General Services Administration, which has coordinated the St. Elizabeth's project. He says it would fix many of the agency's problems.
Consolidation into one secure campus will facilitate communication, coordination, and cooperation across the agency and increase operational efficiency, while also providing a more cost-effective and secure workplace for the long term.
The two agencies had asked Congress for funding in stages over the years because the project is so complex. That worked fine at first, but now lawmakers are growing skeptical. Louisiana's Jeff Landry even questioned GSA about the cost of excavation.
In the master plan, the decision to dig the whole hillside up at a cost of $26 million or better was made by you all to protect some view.
No, Peck assured him, digging up the hill was necessary for building. He said counting pennies now would be a mistake.
The lack of funding and a hiatus in funding on this project in the end costs more. The fact that we got no funding in fiscal year 11 for this project has already caused us to take $30 million that we would have spent on other projects to redesign and reposition utilities for the campus so that when the Coast Guard building is opened and its operations center opens, we can actually have a functioning building.
That's supposed to happen in 2013. The Coast Guard now rents buildings subject to flooding during heavy storms. Deputy Commandant for Mission Support, Vice Admiral John Currier, says they can't wait for St. Elizabeth's.
We have no reluctance. We're quite enthusiastic. We see this move as very beneficial to our operational efficiency, to our habitability concerns for our people. We are not wavering at all in our commitment to move.
Officials are revising their estimates of the latest phase of construction costs.
Tell us when we can expect to be able to hear from you on some hard numbers.
Subcommittee Chairman Frank Lobiondo of New Jersey ended the hearing on a note of uncertainty.
You know, a lot depends on what's going to happen in the next month or two, of course, with continuing resolution, omnibus, or how we move forward. But even if we went with a full Senate number that you have, it still looks like there's $10, $12 million short on how you do this.
The panel urged lawmakers not to make the project a white elephant. The cost of securing the empty campus alone would turn the short-term savings into a long-term expense. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.